Do you want this back?
A copy of this, we do.
Yes, I do.
Need a copy.
Let's see.
Need a copy, just take that one. I got plenty here.
We are doing our goals today, aren't we? We just made that up.
Yeah, I got it.
I like what Thurston said this morning. About Peter denying Christ three times. But the Lord prayed for him. The Lord prayed for him.
Has any of you ever done a study on those incidents about the cock crow and the second time it crows? Is the cock crow two times because they're a little different? Has any of y'all ever done a study or seen something on that?
That was a mystery to me.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that in one of the Gospels, it says, "For the cock crows,
mm-hmm.
you will deny me three times."
Mm-hmm.
Another one that says, "For the cock crows two times, you will deny me." And so, I don't know, you know, that's just...
I know it's right.
yeah. So, anyway, that's what I found.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got two accounts, but it's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the three times is kind of significant in the fact that Jesus prayed for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's significant. Yeah. And we were talking, you know, I think the comment was made, wow, to have Jesus pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And we got Jesus praying for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that got me to thinking, Jesus prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus prayed for Peter. Jesus prayed for Peter. Well, he's our only mediator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only mediator between us and God. We don't go to a priest and ask the priest to pray for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a priest.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, in James, he says, "And pray for one another that you may be healed."
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? So we're supposed to pray for one another. You know where I'm going, Mary. She's smiling. She knows where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
She always does. She always jumps ahead of me. That's good. She's there before I get there. You know, I'm going slow. She's already fast. Boom, boom, you know. But he says, y'all pray for one another that you may be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it better to get Jesus to pray for you than to get someone else to pray for you?
Hmm. Well, we're made like him.
Is it getting louder?
We're made like him.
We're made like him?
Yeah. As he is, so are we in this world.
as he is, so are we in this world. Mm-hmm. But take that a little bit further. Is there a Bible verse that helps us on this?
What you bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Okay, there's a good one.
What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But still, I mean, isn't it better to have Jesus pray for you?
Yeah.
Still, what, right?
Isn't it better to have Jesus pray for you?
Well, sometimes people may not know what to, it depends on the person on earth praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
If they pray with the Spirit, sometimes he'll lead and guide you what mm-hmm. to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people... You know, like, I don't want you to pray for me.
They don't pray in faith.
Said, you know,
that's your key word, faith.
There you go.
Yeah, they don't pray in faith. That's right.
But
for us praying for one another is extra, extra good.
Yeah.
Because it knits us together.
In other words, since we're two, we agree on earth, if touching anything, you don't have what you can.
Say. There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was going to say, there's a verse that we need to keep in mind, okay? It's a verse that Paul said. He said, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. You see me, he says, you're not seeing me. You're seeing the Christ who lives. You're not seeing, it's the Christ that lives in me. That's the one that's doing these works, right? Mm-hmm. That's the one that's doing these works. He says, it's not me. I have been crucified. Paul has been crucified. He says, it's no longer I who live, it's Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Mm-hmm. Who loved me and gave himself for me.
So your key element is you have Christ's faith in you, but for it to be real and effective on this earth, you have to have that faith.
That's right.
Faith is the part. It's Christ's faith, but God has chosen in his infinite knowledge and wisdom that we have to have that faith to accomplish things on the earth. Mm-hmm. So our prayer life's important to it.
The Holy Spirit in us. Mm-hmm. Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? Mm-hmm. God in us, mm-hmm. God incarnate, right? Mm-hmm. But God in us, the hope of glory. That is the good news of the kingdom, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
God with us. Emmanuel, God mm-hmm. with us. Mm-hmm. Now, we hold this in us somewhat incompletely, don't we?
Yes.
Some of us a little bit more completely than others. Mm-hmm. But it's by faith, and we need to build up our faith. Mm-hmm. And what builds up our faith?
The Word.
Knowledge of God.
Yeah.
Knowledge of God. Exactly.
That's even better, the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. The knowledge of God, the knowledge of his ways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So when we know God and we know his ways, as Jesus said, you know, I am the way. Mm-hmm. I am the way. Look at me. Look, I do the works of the Father. Whatever I see the Father doing, I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said. He said, I don't speak of my own. But whenever I hear the Father say it, that's what I speak. Mm-hmm. What I see the Father doing, he says, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, what about healing? How many times in the scriptures does it say, and he healed all that came
to him? Oh, there's many, mm-hmm. many. And I discover mm-hmm. more every time I read the Gospels.
He healed.
I can't believe I didn't see that.
He healed all kinds.
Many times.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of diseases and maladies and things.
He did.
Right? He showed in a most obvious way, it's God's will that we be healed.
Yes.
It's God's will that we be healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to say, well, if it's God's will, heal him. What? Don't you know God's will? Mm-hmm. It's God's will that we all be healed.
Amen.
Right? It's God's will that we all be healed. Mm-hmm. How many righteous, how many really turned on Christians did Jesus ever heal when he was on the earth?
They weren't.
There weren't any, were there? There weren't any. You see? You see, I mean, he would even heal the unrighteous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see? I mean, it's not God's will that any should perish.
That's right.
You see?
Could you imagine the conversations that were started when they came back from the crusade, walking and talking and seeing and hearing?
Yeah.
When all their life they had problems.
Yeah.
Mm. And they went right back to wherever they lived, heal.
And they weren't just quiet. No. They glorified God.
One wanted to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow you forever. He said, no, you go back.
Yep.
And you tell him and show him whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was that guy that got a whole legion of them cast out of him. He was around the tombs and cut himself.
Yeah.
Broke mm-hmm. chains. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was full of demons. And Jesus said, you go back and tell your family. Go mm-hmm. back to your home. And tell them what God has done for you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jesus would heal somebody. He said, now don't tell anybody. They go out. Just tell everybody. They just had to come out. Mm-hmm. You know? When something like this happens, when you've been blind all your life.
Yeah, and then you see.
And suddenly you can see. Mm-hmm. When you can't walk, and suddenly you can get up and walk. You can mm-hmm. imagine what that must feel like. You know?
And you know, if it wasn't God's will to heal, he would be kingdom divided against itself according to Jesus, what Jesus did.
Yes, he would.
That kingdom would be divided because Jesus would be going against the Father if mm-hmm. he wanted that healing to stay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, It's the thief.
Yes.
The enemy.
Yes.
The devil that comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Steal, kill, and destroy.
What does disease do?
It kills.
It destroys us, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He steals our health, right? Mm-hmm. And he tries to steal our peace of mind.
The first word he said that he comes to steal.
Yeah.
And we know what he comes. He comes to steal the word. Once he steals the word, then he can get, he can kill.
That's good.
And destroy.
Yeah.
But he comes to steal the word that has been sown in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I've come that you may have life.
And have more abundantly.
So we want to have the word. We want to be people of faith. We want to have some Pauls around.
Yes.
We want to have some Pauls around who have been crucified with Christ, who don't live their own life, but they live the life of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the folks whose prayers are really going to help us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the folks we're going to really get some help from, right?
Because
mm-hmm. that's the Jesus praying for us.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, because there's...
And, you know, it doesn't have to be a perfect prayer.
No.
No,
Because we don't know how to pray as we ought. Right? Sometimes I'm praying for something I don't know how to pray for. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so make a decision. You know, it's maybe not having to do something to do with healing. It's just trying to make a decision in my life. And I don't know how to pray at all. But I know this. When I don't know how to pray as I ought, the Holy Spirit intercedes for me.
Amen.
With sighs too deep for words. You know? So I can pray and I know, well, even if I'm missing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying in faith. The Holy Spirit's going to intercede, say whatever really ought to be said. What's in my heart? He knows my heart, my thoughts and my intents in my heart. And he can pray what I really desire.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He can pray what I really desire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get on to 1 Peter. Time slips away on me here again. I wanted to point out a couple of things that Peter is trying to communicate to the exiles,
mm-hmm.
right? The sojourners, the foreigners, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were Israelites. The Assyrians came and spread them out all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so here is Peter. He's writing this letter, and it's to these people in what we would call now Asia Minor, the several mm-hmm. provinces of Asia Minor. Asia Minor was several mm-hmm. Roman provinces at that time. And so he's writing to all these people in these different provinces, and he's saying to them, you know, look, and you got to remember, these were some of these folks were folks that Paul they come and brought the message to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Some of these people were people that Paul had come and brought the message to. And that's why he mentions Paul in his second letter to them. Okay? He mentions Paul in his stuff. But he's telling them, you know, you were not a people, but now you're God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You were not a nation, but you're now a nation. A holy priesthood now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said... He says, in that second line down here, he says, abstain from the passions of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Abstain from the passions of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
which wage war against your soul.
Yeah.
And then in another place on down, he says, since Christ therefore suffered for us in the flesh. Okay? He suffered in the flesh, and then there's passions of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be careful that this body of ours doesn't tell the rest of us where to go
mm-hmm.
and what to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
My body just wants to lie down and take it easy today. This body just wants to kick back and take it easy today.
Yeah.
Or this body wants, these feet want to take me where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't want to go there, but they want to take me where I want to. These eyes want to see things.
Yeah.
That maybe my mind, my spirit doesn't want to see. These ears want to hear things that maybe the rest of me don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be aware of that, right?
My godly imagination wants to stop, but it's my ungodly part of my if it's not regenerate imagination, want to go somewhere it don't need to go to.
And often we're not, we're at the place where maybe we're not so much tempted by the worldly things, but we're tempted to doubt.
Yeah.
We're tempted to worry.
That is good.
We're tempted to think about what's the worst that could happen. Or how could this go wrong, or this sort of thing.
Or say, God don't love me. He's not doing this for me. He hadn't healed me this moment, and I want it healed. I mean, Jesus went to the cross and suffered everything and went to hell, and he don't love you? I mean, get real. Get faith, I guess I should say. Because if the church blocked your love walk, it's so important. This is coming from Kenneth Copeland, because I got a tape the other day from him. If the church would realize how much God loves the church, there would be no problem with the church being sick. Because you would know how much he loves you. He wants you to be whole.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no problem with finances. Because he owns everything and you're his child. And how much and what he did to us. And it just got my mind thinking about thirsting in love. He likes to bring up love a lot. So that's important. That God loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Thanks God.
Amen.
Yeah, I've said this before, but, when I went through a time when I, ran out of money.
Yeah.
And I sought God about, hey, Lord, how do you want to provide for me? Because this isn't working, This isn't working. I said, how do you want to provide for me? I know you'd bring me out of this, but I need to know.
You need to know how. You need to seek wisdom.
And you know what he showed me? What the big thing that he showed me is I went through the four Gospels. I mean, really studying the four Gospels, seeking provision in the four Gospels. The big thing that he showed me, most of the scriptures that I read pointed out one thing, that God is an extravagantly generous heavenly
and you
father.
Still say that.
Anybody ever heard that?
Yeah.
I said that, Ellen.
That's right.
God is an extravagantly generous heavenly father.
Glory.
God is an we talk about having
and who's gotten that out of the gospel? I mean, you get it, but I mean, it's not the main thing usually. The first time I got back to God, everything I read the word was, it had been years since I'd done salvation, everything, salvation. It didn't matter if it was then, something, it was salvation, just like you said.
Yeah.
That's what you got out of every part of it.
But if you think of someone who's generous,
yes.
What does a generous person do? They
give.
They give, right? How do we define love?
God so loved the world that he gave.
Giving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Giving, right?
Ooh, and that really makes God so loved the world that he gave very deeply.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the ultimate love.
Yeah. The child says, I know mom loves my brother more than she loves me because she gave him. Right? They know. It's giving. Giving.
Let me tell
giving
you what.
Time or giving whatever.
This is a secular example. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law are good people, and they love the Lord, but they don't assemble themselves to him. They don't. Anyway, this was years ago, and I thought, boy, she had wisdom with this. Scott went to her. He's about 5 years old, and he's got a little sister. He said, Mama, you don't love me. She took him by the hand and said, this is your house. This is your car. This is your room. This is that. Do you think somebody that didn't love you would provide this? And when he was in tears, and he never told her that again. She actually showed him giving. Mm-hmm. And I never thought of it that way until you said that. That was biblical.
That's good.
Yeah.
She didn't dismiss it. She took it by the hand and took care of it.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. My sons and I were talking about love lately. And I was saying, it's interesting because we talk about agape and phileo and eros and the Greek words for love and all that. We were talking about the meanings of them and how, all this sort of thing. I said, the way Jesus presented love, the relationship, the love relationship that we have with God, the Father, is just that. He's our Father.
Oh, glory.
He's our Father. What does a father do for his son? What does a father do for his daughter?
Yes, he gives.
Provides.
Provides.
He gives.
Mm-hmm. When you hear Father, you think of provision.
Yeah. He loves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He protects.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
He trains. He guides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything. You think of a baby, right? Mm-hmm. Think of a baby.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
that baby needs. Does that baby do anything for the father?
No.
No, he just lies there and screams and hollers. We don't feed him, right? And so the father and the mother, they feed him, they clean him up, they give him everything he needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The father loves us. Everything we need. Everything they need. Would I, as a father, go and put something like cancer?
Never.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
No. That would be child abuse.
Yes.
Would we call that child abuse?
Yeah.
Yes.
Worst.
And then we have people accusing God of child abuse.
For their good. It's for their good.
Okay, well, anyway.
Because they're going to learn something from
God
it.
Is a good God. He gives us good things. He's the definition of good things. He doesn't give us a stone when we ask for bread, or doesn't give us a snake when we ask for fish. He gives us good things.
Good things. And
Amen.
I saw the other scripture says he gives us
Amen.
The Holy Spirit
yeah.
too. So.
Yeah.
Both.
I mean, even when you get, you know, even earthly people, you know, even earthly fathers, when they want to punish their son, they don't give him a disease.
No.
They might spank him a little bit, but it's over quickly. And, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it doesn't long-lasting sort of thing.
Yeah.
But God is a good God.
Yes,
He's
he is.
He's a wonderfully good God. You know, he corrects us with the Word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? The Word corrects
yes,
us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Holy Spirit.
Let's pray and let's have our prayers. Father, thank you so much for being a good Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Yes. Extravagantly generous Heavenly
yes.
Father.
Amen.
And Father, who wants all the good things for His children. All the good things.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
We speak in faith.
Yes.
You're a good God. We speak in faith, healing and health for all of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of God's children.
Thank you, Lord.
Over our families, over our church. Over our nation, Father. We thank you, Father.
Thank
be with
you,
us
Lord.
Now as we fellowship together with food. And may your name, your son's name, be glorified in everything we think, do, and say. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Great.